translation is areola, areola, A-R-E. Okay, so that's Maxine, M-A-X-I-N-E, last name is A-R-E, A-R-E-O-L-A, date of birth is 8/30/1954. This is a 68-year-old woman with history of unspecified protein calorie malnutrition, left-sided weakness related to a brain tumor that was removed a few years ago, which apparently proved to be non-cancerous. Period. She's originally from California. Her brother James is her power of attorney and knows most about her condition. Period. She's not married. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She doesn't have any children. Period. She's totally and completely bedbound, ADL dependent, has left-sided weakness, and increased symptoms of dementia. Period. Patient is confused. He's eating very little. He's thin. She's thin. She's lost muscle mass in her lower extremities. She wears diaper and is bowel and bladder incontinent. Period. New paragraph. Patient's medication, which includes Atenolol 50 milligram once a day, Mirapax 0.25 once a day, Vimpat, V-I-M-P-A-T, 150 milligram a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, Hydralazine 25 milligram TID, Lisinopril 40 milligram a day, Zocor 20 milligram a day, Topamax 50 milligram at nighttime, Synthroid 150 microgram a day, Keppra 500 milligram twice a day, and Celexa 5 milligram a day was reviewed today. Period. New paragraph. Patient apparently has severe seizure disorder and has to have multiple medication to control her seizure. Period. New paragraph. In the past 3 months, she's become much weaker. As I mentioned, she's totally and completely ADL dependent. She's bedbound. Her blood pressure is elevated at 193 over 119, but that's because she hasn't taken some of her medication. She requires both Norvasc, Lisinopril, and Hydroxyzine to control her symptoms, and she has control her blood pressure, and she has not been very good about taking those medications. We had a long talk with the provider today. Period. New paragraph. Patient's weight has been diminished. She's eating very little. She's lost the ability to stimulate, and given multiple medical issues and problems, and if patient left to her, if the disease left to its own accord, most likely the patient has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.